Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's weird talking about a spring, I just say wrestling season, but I tell you, Sherrard Sr. Josh Bynum is making the most of that. Also, he's coming off an elbow injury. So, Josh Bynum, you get a wrestling season your senior year. I know it didn't look like it was going to be that way early this school year. Just tell us, you know, a little bit about making the most of your final year as a Sherrard Tiger wrestler.
As far as the season actually happening, super exciting. Overall, I think the whole team, everybody involved in wrestling is real excited. And as far as my elbow injury, I tore my UCL the second practice of wrestling, so that knocked me out for football. I ended up having to get surgery back in March. And then I'm cleared for the beginning of the season, and I've been wrestling the full season. And just I think everybody's kind of looking at the whole season a little different this year just because of COVID and everything, and they're really appreciating it. And I think especially for our seniors, we're real happy about it.
Yeah, and then just, I don't know, when you got back on the mat, so you, one, you deal with an injury, right? Two, you're dealing with a pandemic. And then the weird start to the season where it's a spring IHSA wrestling season. Did it feel like such a long, long, long time ago that you had wrestled a match because of kind of just the way this season is taking place in 2021?
Yeah, it felt like forever. I could not wait to get back on the mat. And when we finally did, it felt nice.
Well, this team at Sherrard's coming through. I know you'd say a little bit under the radar just because it's crazy with all these sports that are taking place during the spring, but the Tigers have not lost a dual meet here in 2021. What about this team?
I think for the most part, we got most of the same kids as that we did last year, and then we got a few new kids that are in the varsity lineup, and I think we're all really just putting our all into it, and we keep putting it together and winning.
All right. So for you, you know, just coming back on the mat after that elbow injury, were you a little bit apprehensive at all? I'm assuming that you said, hey, I just want to get a match in, and once that first match is out of the way, that then I'll be good. Were you a little bit nervous or apprehensive to get back on the mat?
Yeah, I'm pretty self-conscious. Each match, I kind of don't use it 100%, but when it comes down to it, I just forget about it and just wrestle.
Yeah, and then, too, right, you have to get used to or get adjusted to wrestling with a brace. So what's that been like for you? And I assume as the season has progressed, it becomes a little more comfortable for you. But what about that?
Yeah, it's pretty apprehensive, but, I mean, I usually work out of a front headlock tie-up, so, I mean, my elbow, like, being at a 90 already is kind of normal, so it hasn't really affected me much.
All right. Now, it's strange this year because you're not getting an IHSA state tournament series, but the Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association, they have stepped up and they said, hey, we're gonna get a state meet together for these kids. Now, it's going to occur in June, and you told me off the air you're participating in that. I believe Sherrard High School, the Sherrard High School wrestling team, is participating in that. So what about your reaction to them kind of stepping up and saying, hey, these kids are going to be able to wrestle for a state championship this year? That's pretty cool in my opinion.
Yep. I think as a team going and just being able to participate in a state after all the COVID situation and us not even thinking we're going to play football or wrestle, I think it just kind of is exciting to all of us.
And I know you had to really be a good teammate during the football season. And I was bummed to learn that you weren't going to be able to play football this year. And, you know, the Tigers finished 3-1 and it had a nice season with the modified schedule. How bummed were you not being able to get out there and play on Friday nights under the lights?
I was real bummed. It got to me every time I was standing on the sideline.
Well, we missed you, that's for sure, because I know you had such a great junior year. All right, so tell us, you know, your approach. You know, the Tigers try to finish, you know, this regular season with a perfect dual meet record. You have a meet Friday with Erie Prophetstown, and then I think you finish up next Wednesday where you will take on the Orion Chargers. So a little bit about your approach trying to finish up, and then, you know, for you individually trying to advance in the state tournament series.
I think as a team in these next two meets coming up, I think we're just going to go out like we've been going out, try our hardest, and usually we come out with a win. And then me personally for postseason, I'm just going to keep rehabbing my arm and try and stay underweight at 195 and then try my hardest and see what happens.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, Josh Bynum, and good luck to you with the spring IHSA wrestling season. Then again, the kids are going to get a state tournament series with the Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. Keep up the good work, Josh. Good luck.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.